On this episode, I give you an example of what cards you should be looking to buy, and also we'll find out who won July's rider submission.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Hopefully, you had a wonderful weekend and also a good Monday. I know I didn't post it on Monday. Shoot me. Work, life, laziness just getting in the way. But I'm back at it. So listen up, boys and girls, or girl. Just going to start talking about, you know, what is being released for the week so we get that out of the way. Even though I know you're not going to be buying any boxes because you're going to be listening to me, plus you can't afford it. But that's besides the point. Also, I will get into a little bit later, the winner of July's writer submission program. A little tease. But that will be later in the show. So, just to start off with, they lie, I think. 2019 Leaf Trinity Baseball 811 is what they're saying. That's what they're saying, but they've lied to me before. 814, August 14th, you have 2020 Panini Elements Football. On the 14th, you also have Bowman Sterling Baseball. And I'll talk about, I'm just going to say on the 19th, you have Panini Certified Football and 2020 Topps Archives Baseball on the 19th. We're going to go back to, we'll go to Panini Elements Football first. You can buy a nice hobby box for $280. I'm scrolling to get to all the information. You get four cards per pack, one pack per box, 12 boxes per case, two autos, and one relic card. So that's what you get. That's what you get in Panini Elements. They look nice. They're okay. They're nothing spectacular, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. We will go to the next. The next one we'll go to is Bowman Sterling. That you can get for a nice cheap price of $325 on eBay right now. Scroll. You get six cards per pack, five packs per box, 12 boxes per case. In a Sterling Baseball Hobby Box break, you get five autos. Ooh! So, it is a heavy hitter. Heavy hitter. Beautiful looking cards. I'm not going to lie. They look really nice. Really nice. So, if you're doing case breaks, that's going to be, you're going to get a decent amount of hits, and I'm sure you'll get a crap load of pitchers. So, there's that. Well, little funny anecdote. I went to a different card shop than I normally go to because the one that I normally go to closes at 4 o'clock. Why? I don't know. It's just silly. So, I went to another one, and they not overly friendly, just the facts, and prices are just insane. A blaster for Panini Prism basketball this year is $300. I sort of sold for $275, $250. Who's buying a blaster for that? You think you're getting a Zion? I don't mind. Now, I went there because I'm buying my own present. My birthday's on the 12th, and I'm kicking myself because I told my wife, I said, look, I'll just get it. Because the kids thought of, like, oh, he's got a ton of, you know, cards, little baseball cards. They all make fun of me. He's got it in his green room. Let's get him something to organize it, which I already have, but I just don't organize it. So I got a couple of boxes, and then I said, well, let me get a box of cards to open, and that'll be the gift. Now, I really want a Panini Revolution, but they were asking for $350 for it. So I was like, nah, that's too much. And I ended up getting a box that I know very well, but I never got the hobby box, which was 2019 Topps Heritage High Number. I really like that set. I bought two blaster cases of it. And so I was, you know, I was happy. It was like, I think it came out to 180. I know I'm sure I can get it cheaper on eBay, but it was just something to get. So I tell my wife, and she goes, well, why don't you get the other one? So what if it's $350? You know, you have no idea what I wanted. I wanted to like flip the table over. You guys, you're talking about constantly how much I spend. If I spend a dime here, a nickel there, and now, $350, no big deal. I want to, you know how bad I want to return this. But I do like Heritage. It's not like I don't like it. It's just, I'm a little annoyed because I wanted the Revolution. I think they're beautiful cards. But yeah. Yep, so is my life. So, I did buy some stuff. I bought it a long time ago, and I don't know what's going on with people. People are sending me $15, $20, $25 cards in plain white envelopes. Some are free shipping, some are not. But what are you doing? If it's $20, spend the money, get the bubble mail, and put it in cardboard. It's just stupid. I have a video on how to do it, but it was done pretty poorly back in the day when I first was doing it. I think I need to do a different one just to show people how the correct way to do it, because it's just stupid. But it is a beautiful 96 Fleer Zone insert, Ken Griffey Jr., really shiny, really nice. I'll probably take a picture and post it on Instagram so you can check it out over there. Steve Loff told me about a guy selling A-Rods. So that was a mistake. It was going for like $3 or $4. Of course, that one went for like $20, $25, which I did win because I did not want to lose. And so I noticed this guy had a bunch of other A-Rod cards. So I went after one. I think I got another one. Of course, the ones that I lost, they went for like $9. And the one that I won went for $20. But then I checked on his his store again, like the next day, I don't know why, or 2 days, and I saw like a ton of A-Rods. And so I picked up a bunch, and they were all $10. I got a 1998 Bowman Alex Rodriguez PSA 10 for $10, 96 Upper Deck PSA 10. Now, I'm going to say this. The Bowman one does not look like a PSA 10. Doesn't look centered right. There's some chipping issues. No, the chipping issues was a different one. I'm looking at them right now. My favorite one was a 2000 Fleer Showcase. That one is the one I really liked a lot. It's really shiny, really beautiful. Just a nice looking card. But again, I'm looking at it now. Oh, that's just a smudge. My eyes are going all cockeyed. Yeah, no, that's fine. But I also got a 97 Upper Deck 3, UD3. And you could see, like, it looks silver when you look at it. As, like, him, like, looks like he's bunting A-Rod. But in the, if you put it, shine it to the light, you could see him. It's like a hologram. And you could see it, like, you could see his face, and he's doing a batting stance nonsense. But some of these cards, like, I see a little chipping in. And they're 10s. So I don't know if the quality was, bad. Because they look like they're older ones. They look a little wrinkled, too. So I should maybe even look these up just in case this guy isn't trying to do some tomfoolery with me. But he's got a bunch of ratings, so he should be fine. So I bought, like, 8 A-Rods in total. And I spent $20 on 2 of them. But the rest I got for $10. And the shipping, since I combined everything, I paid $4. So I paid, I bought 3 of them for $4, and I bought 4 of them for shipping for $4. And then this one, I bought 4 cards for $40, and shipping was $4. So it was a good deal. It's stuff that I'm looking for, and I think there's not too many of them. I don't see a ton of solds, but for $10, I think it's a great deal. I mean, you're not gonna, for me to find that card and get a PSA 10 is going to be rough. So for me just to pay the $10 plus tax is a no-brainer. I don't lose any money. It's going to cost me $8 to $10 just to get it graded myself. So basically I got the card for free. So that's the type of stuff you guys should be looking for. pick a player and go after their cards. We were talking about last week how we should be staying away from wax box, and there may be some boxes that are still decent, and I'm going to go with the older boxes, like the 80s. The great Facebook group that I joined, I think it's Vintage Wax, and people have a ton of wax, and it's just been appreciating value. It's going up and up. You know, an 83 Topps wax box goes for insane amounts of money now, like 800, 1,000 bucks, and I can see that continuously growing because, A, there's not that many of them, and B, if you can get them where they haven't been searched, and that's what I would suggest you do, and you just keep them, I think they will continually go up. I don't see it going down. I really don't. Economic downturn and crap like that, yeah, sure, maybe it'll go down a bit, but I think it will be steadily just keep going up and up and up. I don't see it really doing anything but going up. So I think that's something to look into if you want to diversify your portfolio. Ooh, Dave, don't get me all excited with your investment lingo. But also what I was saying is look for the Friday podcast I was talking about, using common sense and thinking about things. And one example I wanted to give, and it may not be the best, but it's the best one that I came up with as I was thinking about doing this, you know, thinking about the podcast. And it's a, guys, it's a real simple one. This isn't one where you're going to be like, oh, Dave, your knowledge is off the charts. Look at, right now, look at NBA teams that didn't make the playoffs. Just look, find them. They're there. And look for, like, my example is Minnesota Timberwolves. I was looking to see what player that I can identify that has a rookie card this year that is cheap, and that was Jarrett Culver. People might go, I hate Jarrett Culver. He stinks, or he's not that good. I don't think it is what it is. But I'm thinking about it as, well, I can buy a raw silver Jarrett Culver for, I saw one for $20 that sold. So we're talking about $20, $30 silver. I can buy it raw. Raw. He's going to get more time because he's got Malik Beasley in front of him. And they're not that great of a team. He's going to get minutes. He's going to get time. So he's going to get that exposure. He's going to get the opportunity to try and make it. And so you have Karl Anthony Towns there. You have D'Angelo Russell. So they have a couple players that know what they're doing. And that should help him. You have a good point guard. He was a good team player with the Nets. He was great, D'Angelo Russell, with the Nets. And so he has a good opportunity to play well. And again, if you're buying his silver for $20, you can get his base card for much less. And what are you losing? You're losing $20. That's the downside. You lost $20. What's the upside? You've seen what prices in silvers. Look at Mitchell Robinson. He hasn't done a thing. Has done nothing. He's done nothing. They hired Tom Thibodeau. That's what happened to the Knicks. And now his cards are worth, a PSA 10 silver is $225. I was picking it up $70-$80, and I got four of them. I have, I think, 20 base cards of his that I didn't get graded yet. I'm sure those are like $50 to $75. Maybe not that much, but, you know, $50. So I pay $8, $10 to get them graded. Maybe, you know, 10. Give me a PSA 10. I bought them for, I think, $4 or $5 each, something like that. So everything's going up. But that's the type of opportunity I see. Like, I would say, don't get RJ Barrett from the Knicks. His silver is $800 or $700 for a PSA 10. Why? God knows. God knows. I don't know. So look at those opportunities. I'm going to keep on saying this. 2018 Bowman draft. 2019 Bowman draft. Look for those guys who are not playing right now, who are doing really well, and they're just not playing because they just don't have the opportunity. That's another way. Now you're like, Dave, you told me, you know, people who are going to have the opportunity you should invest in. Well, yeah, but in baseball, we don't have, that's not the case right now. They don't have minor league baseball. Next year, they should. I'm going to go out on a limb. They're going to have minor league baseball one way or the other. And these guys are going to be playing again. And they could continue to develop. And they're not going to have as many leagues to go up in. So it should be a little bit quicker for them to get to the majors. So think about that. There's some guys already that was in, that were in 2018 Bowman draft that are in the majors. So that's where your focus should be. Baseball, I think your focus should be on minor league players. Go after their chrome, their refractors. That's where I think you can do some damage if you don't have, you know, the purse strings. Basketball, look for these rookies still that are not in the tournament of whatever the hell they're calling this, the bubble tournament. I think you should also be looking at, you know, guys that are in the bubble that did play okay, but they're not going to, you know, they're not going to make it. Look for those guys. You can see right now, look at Zion. He's dropping. He's dropping a lot. So if you do have a couple of bucks, you may want to keep watching his card and seeing that maybe next year, because what's going to happen is Zion's cards are going to drop. They're going to drop right now. Because he didn't make the playoffs. Boo-hoo, Mr. Zion didn't make the playoffs. And all of a sudden, his knee and this and the that and whatever. Guys, people are paying $300 for blasters for this guy. Do you think they're going to let his card drop that low? No, it's not going to happen. People have too much money invested in this guy. So if it drops back to five, even 400, you better pick him up. Because that card, next year, when hype starts happening, oh, everyone's getting all excited. Oh, I'm getting excited. Oh, the season's going to start. And what happens? Things that happen every single year. The card's going to start to go up, 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 up. So just keep that in mind. All right? Or you can wait until December, you know, when I think the bubble is about to burst. You could play it like that. Because who knows when basketball is going to get going again. So it's going to be tough. I shouldn't, I'm brushing it off like, oh, it's like a normal year. I don't know when they're going to start back up. So I don't know how long that period of buildup is going to be. But there's going to be some type of buildup. And so you're going to want to be there. So I'm thinking 2 weeks after the NBA, that's probably for the, or a month after the finals are done. That's probably going to be your sweet spot where you're going to be able to buy stuff for pretty cheap for basketball. Pretty, shouldn't say pretty cheap, relatively cheap to what it is now with comparison. So I think the low point of Zion is going to continue, and then it'll go up, it'll go down, it'll go up and go down. But I think there's going to be a range where it sits. The market's going to be like, all right, I think this is a $600 card. It'll go down to $445 or $450, and then it'll just stay like that. And then maybe whatever reasons, whatever things happen, it gets lower, and then the season is going to start, you know, ramping up, and, you know, the draft will come along, and then this and that, you know, and then we'll have a season again. And so during that period, the price of his cards are going to start going up. You're going to start seeing him doing workouts and like, oh, he looks so good. His knee must be better now. And, you know, they're going to have the hype machine, and that's going to raise that price. So look for him. Look for other players very similar for that drop, because it's going to happen. It will happen. It may be too late to get in with those Hall of Fame players that, you know, Harden, Westbrook, who, you know, Damian Lillard, who I sold. God damn, I shouldn't have sold him. That's the name of this game, really, because had I been a normal person, I would have been buying higher-end cards and flipping them, but no, I buy lower-end cards because I'm a schmuck. But if you listen to me but don't follow what I do, you'll be fine. You'll be rich. And that's the way, you know, that's been going on. So, who won? So, I had a writing submission, you know, tournament. The tournament isn't really not a tournament. I just was pleading for people to write articles for me. The top guy would get $50. And, yeah, so the winner is Billy Lewis. Billy Lewis won with his article, What Makes a Baseball Card Valuable? Valuable? Did an excellent job. Had a lot of good insight into how he picks players, and he had a little grading system for who he feels is someone that may be undervalued. It was a really great article. I wanted to thank Joel Haas and Dan Wiernick. They're the other two guys who wrote articles. They did an excellent job as well. It was not like Billy Lewis blew him out of the water. It was pretty close. Joel Harris and Dan... Joel Haas and Dan Wiernick, you both will get the booby prize. So I will be sending emails out shortly, and I'll try to figure out which project 2020 I have. And I'll email, not I'll email, I'll give you a digital version of them. No, I will mail them out to you. And guys, we still have it in August. Nobody submitted it yet. Maybe because nobody's listening. Maybe because nobody likes me. Maybe because people are lazy just like me and don't want to write, which is all A-okay with me. But we have it going on. I will continue to do it each month. If it's one person, you will get $50. SVACardCollectors.com. Head over there. Download the Flick Chat app. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact rstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to StarStock.com.